opinions are like bottoms and everybody's got one.
You've got an opinion, I've got one. Everybody in the world's got an opinion about something, if not everything. So when does an opinion become the truth? When does an opinion become a conviction or a belief? And if you believe something to be true, if you're convicted that it's true, is it possible it still might only be an opinion? It might not necessarily be true. Very tough questions, I get that. One of the things that I deal with every day, of course, are people's opinions. So do you. And I always ask the question, where did that opinion come from? Not you, the right, you have the right to have one. Of course you do. But where did it come from? Did it come from your parents? Did it come from a book? Did it come from social media? How do you actually know that it's true? And it's a confrontational question which I don't ask in public, but I certainly ask myself that every day because I have strong opinions. Of course, we all do. But how do I know that I'm right? And I always ask this question, what if I'm wrong? So I'm in my library with lots of books, and books, of course, are written by people and people have opinions. Somebody has asked me just recently though, Roe, how do you pick the books that you put in the library? And I'm very careful about that. I'm not interested in opinions of people who haven't done it. If somebody's got an opinion about business, I would like them to have been successful in business. If someone's got an opinion about how to play a sport or how to sing or how to do a particular activity, I want to know that they've done it. There are a lot of people that have written books, for example, about how to run a business, and they never have. There are people who've written books about psychology and psychiatry, neuroscience, but they've never looked inside a brain. It's just as an interesting side note. A cardiologist will look at your heart, an orthopedic surgeon will look at your bones or do an x-ray or a bone scan. Really interesting though that psychologists and psychiatrists very rarely do a brain scan. It's very rare for them to look inside your brain. So when somebody like that tells me something, I always ask, well, how do you know that? Is that your opinion, or is that just a group of people's opinion? So that sometimes that when 50 million people believe something, we tend to think it's true. But 50 million people doing a dumb thing or believing a dumb thing doesn't mean it's not a dumb thing. It's still dumb. It just means there's a lot of people believing it. And I don't want to be one of those people. How about you? I want to be somebody that if I've got an opinion, there's two parts here. I've got the right to my opinion and you've got the right to yours. Why would I try and convince you of mine? We live in a world now where everybody thinks you should have the same opinion as me. Just open up social media and that will be very obvious. One of the superb communication skills is this. If you're working with somebody, communicating with somebody, dealing with somebody, you have a relationship with somebody that has a very strong opinion about something, it might be a belief or a conviction now. It might not be the truth. You might not believe it. You've got a different opinion. But if they really believe it, what's the point of trying to change their mind? Could that be disrespectful? Could it be rude? Could it break down the relationship? Could it wreck the relationship permanently? So somebody might have a belief about religion or politics or medication or parenting or financial planning. You don't agree with it, but they really believe it. Why not just say, I really respect the fact that you have that opinion, rather than try and change their mind because it's different to yours? Something to consider. So yes, we all have the right to our opinion. Isn't that awesome? But why do we feel, why would we be so disrespectful to think that everybody should have the same opinion as us? The next part of opinion, however, is it true? And if I'm going to share my opinion, should I have some backup for that? So I'll use politics. It's usually you don't talk about politics, but I'll use this as an example. A lot of people will share with me their political views, their political opinions. Now, I always find that fascinating because I've been brought up, I'm a very old lady, I've been brought up that you don't talk about politics. But a lot of people will share their political opinion and they'll say, I don't like that politician, or I don't like that particular government, or I don't like those people in that government. I always ask this question, what is it about their policy that you don't like? So you might not like the person, we all have the right to have an opinion about a person, but what is it about their policies that you don't like? Now, really sadly, most of the time that I ask that question, and I think it's a fair question, because if you're criticizing somebody for their politics, what are their politics? What is their opinion about politics? What are their policies? And most people, in fact, it's never happened any other way, where I've said, what is it about their policy that you don't like? It's been very awkward because who makes comment about a politician doesn't know what their policies are. So So you could be right-wing, left-wing, greenie, liberal, labor, national, there's Republican, Democrat. There's a whole heap of different political persuasions. There's a lot thrown around now about being a fascist or being a socialist. There's lots of different ones. I go, well, what does being a socialist mean to you? What is a fascist? There's a really interesting one because most people don't know that. They call you one, but they don't know what that is. Or they call somebody that, but they don't know what it is. Then there's communism. You're a communist. You're a racist. There's a lot of horrible words being thrown out there, which are opinions. If I call somebody something, that's my opinion about them. Should I have a backup to why I would call them that? And do I even know what that is? So, and that's, again, this is very confrontational, but I do this personally every single day. I don't want to use words that I don't know the meaning to. How about you? Or wouldn't you feel really stupid if somebody said to you, what does that actually mean? You don't know the answer. If you're just repeating somebody else's stuff, somebody else's opinion, that's a really interesting question to ask. Have you become the expert in somebody else's opinion? Now, I'm in the exercise profession. That's just common. You should eat breakfast. You should do 10,000 steps. You should do 3 sets of 10. You should be an intermittent faster. You should be a carnivore. You should be a vegan vegetarian. You should not run because it's bad for you. You should lift light weights for women and heavy weights for men. There's a whole heap of opinions about eating and exercise. But my question is always this: where did that opinion come from? Have you become the expert? Some expert told you that you should eat breakfast. Do you know why breakfast is the most important meal of the day if you're saying that? Do you know why you should do 10,000 steps if you're saying that? Do you know why 3 sets of 10 is better than 1 set or 5 sets or 25 sets? And if you say it, should you have some backup? So I'll ask the question again, and two things about opinions, and we've all got the right to them. If you've got an opinion and somebody else has got a different one, why do you think you need to change theirs to yours? And if you do need to share your opinion and you do want people to believe you, should you have more of a backup than they say? There's a classic: research says, clinical research shows, the science proves. I'm one of those people, I'll ask, what science? How many studies? What did it say? The really interesting thing, because I live in a house with a published research scientist, so I have the right to ask the question, and we do at this house every single day. Show me the study. You're quoting research, show me the study. Now, the really interesting thing about research studies, apart from the fact that they're usually, if you follow the money, you'll find why the research was done. Most research now is done because somebody has to be funded. You can't do research for free. And if you follow the money, there is often a financial reason for somebody to do a study. They want to prove their point, so they pay somebody to do a study to prove their point. Is it possible that that study is biased? And that's why I always ask, show me the study. And then who funded the study? Why did they fund it? Where did it come from? What was the purpose of the study? And too many times, more times than not, when you read the study, what the study actually says and what people are saying it says, they're two different things. Often the conclusion of the researcher, if you just read the conclusion, isn't exactly what the research says. If you just look at the numbers, now my husband, my gorgeous scientist, masters of exercise science, logical, understands anatomy and physiology husband, he came in just amazing at this. Show me the numbers. Every research study that he analyzes, it's never about the conclusion. It's never about what the opinion of the researcher is. It's always about show me the numbers, what actually happened in these numbers, and then what are the variables. Now, we used to think that if it's a published research study, and that's why Kayman doesn't even call himself a published research scientist very often, because you can get published now, but somebody's paid for that to be published. And I don't want to be caught up in that stuff. How about you? If I've got an opinion about eating, exercise, politics, religion, finances, parenting, whatever it is, and I really want to share that with the world, I want to have more of a backup than the science says, research shows, they say. And worse now, when you ask, where did you do your research? It's often on social media. I Googled it, or I YouTubed it, or I watched an Instagram post, or I saw it on TikTok. Now, they're all opinions, and everybody has the right to an opinion. But if you're trying to change somebody else's mind to your opinion, should you have more than have become the expert in somebody else's opinion? Would it be a really good idea, and I'll just use the human body. If you want to talk about eating and exercise, could it be a really good idea to have studied anatomy and physiology? And the example of that, if you're going to tell somebody how to fix their car, should it be a really good idea that you understand the mechanics of a car? That's for every single profession. It seems that you need to have some underlying fundamental knowledge of how that particular thing works before you have an opinion. But it seems that with eating and exercise, everybody's got an opinion, which they have the right to have. But if you start preaching at somebody about how to eat, how to exercise, when to eat, how many times a day to exercise, how many steps to do, all of the things that people argue about, should it be a really good idea to have more of a backup than this is my opinion, this is what I saw on Google, this is what I TikToked, this is what I think, this is what they say, this is what the research shows? Because somebody might come along and say, what does that research actually say? Have you read the research? And I'll go one step further. If you are an exercise professional and you are giving people advice about how to be fit, how to be healthy, how to be strong, this is a real, what I'm about to share with you is definitely opinion. I was brought up at a private boarding school where a lot of people wanted to become doctors, and a lot of them wanted to become doctors for lots of different reasons that didn't have anything to do with helping people to be healthy. But as an exercise professional, and that's the area that I've done my whole life, I started teaching group exercise classes when I was 13. I would love to believe, and this is belief opinion, that if you are healthy, fit and strong, that you are much more likely to have a better life. Now, that is an opinion. But interestingly, if you are fit and healthy and strong, is it possible that you will have a better life? You'll have more chance of being mentally healthy. You'll have more chance of having a strong immune system so you don't get sick. You are more likely to have strong bones and muscles. You're more likely to have a fast metabolism so you don't get fat. I think that being an exercise professional can be far more valuable to somebody's life if you've got the right information to share with them than being a doctor, because most doctors, they focus on you're sick, what pharmaceutical can we give you to get better? Wouldn't it be nice to help people not get sick in the first place? And that's why I love being an exercise professional. That's me with the long way of saying, if I'm going to help people to get healthy, fit and strong, should I know my stuff? Should I have more than an opinion? If you're telling somebody do 10,000 steps, why? If you're telling somebody 3 sets of 10, should you have a really good backup as to why? If you're telling somebody that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, should you have a really good backup why? Not I read, I heard they say, but should you understand your anatomy and physiology, your immune system, the endocrine system, the central nervous system, skeletal and muscular system, cardiovascular, respiratory system, the digestive system, they all work together to give us a healthy, fit, strong body. Should we have a really good understanding of how they work together to give us a healthy, fit, strong body before we share our opinion about how many sets, how many reps, how many days to exercise, and how many steps we should do? If you want to have an opinion, and I'll rephrase, you have every right to have an opinion. Isn't that awesome? But if you're going to share that opinion with other people and you want them to change their mind to your opinion, could it be a really good idea to have more information than they say? Live your life to the max, learning every single day. From my library. Super duper doo, how are you? Learning every day and living my life to the max. Woohoo!